By the time you read about it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more.
Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
Buy or sell time. Here we go. How about last night? Last night, you get CSU beating Boise State pretty much in control of that entire game. They led for 37 minutes and 35 seconds, so they dominated that game. And Utah State lost, and the Mountain West is all over the damn place. I'm going to ask you, I've already asked you, Angel, but we're going to keep doing it because things change every other day, it seems like. Are you buying or selling that Colorado State will win for the first time ever the regular season championship in the Mountain West Conference?
I'm going to sell it.
You're not in.
I think they can get close. Right now, I'd probably say they miss out on the regular season championship. They do get to the Mountain West championship in the tournament.
But they don't win the regular season.
I hold off my prediction till then.
They don't win the regular season.
I don't think so.
Here's where I am with it. It's tight right now. I've seen, I mean, the last two games, or three games, especially for CSU, they give me a lot of confidence in this group. I still think New Mexico should be much better than even they are. They're 19-4 with a 7-3 conference record. I think New Mexico's winning this thing. And I think CSU's close. So I'm selling it.
I want you to get out there and sell.
How about this? Right now. Not based on what you think he's going to do. Are you buying or selling that Christian McCaffrey is a Hall of Famer? If he retired after Sunday, when maybe that changes your thought. Is he a Hall of Famer? Is Christian McCaffrey right now a Hall of Famer?
No.
So you're selling. I'm selling it as well, and here's why. He hasn't even ran for 10,000 yards yet, but there, a lot of people are... I've already been hearing this media week. Perennial Hall of Famer, perennial Hall of Famer. You got to do more. I mean, you had a great run, but you had... Let's just be real fair here. He's had some injury concerns and all that, and that's held him out, but that is what it is, you know? You got to get close to that 10,000-yard mark or be like Terrell Davis and just win Super Bowls and MVPs and Super Bowl MVPs.
Well, I mean, you mentioned it. He had his rookie year, he was good. And then he was hurt for like 3 years, on and off. And just in the last 2 years, he's played a full healthy season. He got a full season and a half healthy. And we see what he can do. Now we need to see more.
He's had three seasons where his rushing numbers, where he ran for over 1,000 yards. Three of those. Three seasons. Actually, no. To be fair, four seasons because he did run over. He had 400 yards with Carolina last year, and he had 700 yards with San Francisco. As far as receiving goes, he's had 1 year where he's over 1,000. He's an all-you-can-do back. I mean, yeah, 4,300 yards receiving. This is going to be his same argument as to why he didn't win the Heisman, though. Derrick Henry was the best running back in the league. Christian McCaffrey was great at running and receiving, but Derrick Henry was the best. So for McCaffrey, I got to see it a few more years. Will he be a Hall of Famer, assuming he plays another 5-7 years? Yeah, probably. But right now, this idea that he's Mahomes or he's Kelce is a little interesting to me. Mahomes comes out in one of his many press conferences and said he's okay with being called the villain. I think I just like winning. If you win a lot and that causes you to be a villain, then I'm okay with it. But at the end of the day, I'm going to enjoy playing the game and try to win as much as possible. Are you buying or selling that Kirkpatrick is a villain?
Kind of. Maybe a little. I don't really have... I don't hate Patrick Mahomes as much as I hated Tom Brady when he was at the Patriots. Even when I wasn't watching football, I was like, Tom Brady, guy, he's so good. He keeps winning. Let someone else have a turn. The thing that gets me with Mahomes is little Brady-esque with the complaining. We all saw how he reacted after that Bills game with the offsides. And that was the worst call I've ever seen. And, you know, he kind of throws his arms up, always looking for flags after every play. So I don't like that part, but... that will not deter me from his talent and his ability on the field.
Yeah, I don't think he's... I'm not buying it. I'm selling that he's the new villain in the league, in sports, in the NFL.
I want you to get out there and sell, sell, sell!
He's like Curry to me. Steph Curry, you know?
Like, LeBron's the villain for a lot of people.
LeBron's
the
villain.
Curry is like the...
The lovable right winner. Guy. That he wins a lot, it's annoying, but he's lovable. Patrick Mahomes is that guy to me. I didn't like the Justin Tucker stuff, but I don't see that from them all the time. They are weird. It is annoying, an annoying group, you know, with Taylor and Brittany and Jackson and just Chiefs fans in general.
Dixon.
Dixon has a lot of great takes. It's just he's rooting for the wrong team, you know?
Is there a villain in the NFL right now?
The Chiefs would be the closest thing to that. Travis Kelce? Is Travis Kelce a villain?
It's not his... Really, I mean, it is his fault, but it's not his fault. But like,
he's a villain because he brought this into our world.
Could have just, you know, could have had anybody.
But you had to bring Taylor Swift in and... People that don't like football love football now. Couldn't tell you what it is, but they're in. What exactly did LeBron James do to be a villain? Flying Dutchman says. What exactly? I can't give you just one thing. Flopping all the time, complaining all the time, bringing unread books to his press conferences so everybody has to know that he's reading a political book. Pretty pretentious.
Joining a super team to try to
joining a super team, calling an ESPN special to make an announcement that he's signing with the Miami Heat, saying I'm taking my talents to Miami, joining a super team, complaining about every single call, randomly bringing Jerry Jones into his press conference once because he's racist and he thinks he's saying Jerry Jones is racist and we need to look into that. I don't know. Is that a good way to start? How about being carried off the floor like he's going, and it looks like he's going to die, and then he comes back. Whoa, he can dunk it again. But he couldn't walk 5 seconds. Oh, it's for the camera. It's for the cameras there.
Is that in San Antonio in the AC? Mm-hmm.
He's barely going to make it. He's lucky he'll be. Oh, wait a second. He just stole it.
There's a conspiracy against the Spurs.
Yeah.
Turning off the AC.
What else? There's more things about LeBron. There's got to be more things.
I didn't like the not five, not six, not seven.
I didn't like that either.
Two.
He once said that policemen are hunting black people down like animals. They're hunting them. I thought that was, you know, again, we can talk about bad cops. That happens. But the way he phrased it, he basically said cops are hunting us. They're out hunting us like it was some kind of horror movie. There's a lot of things about LeBron James that I'm just not into. The little powder thing he does before every game. Dude, you're wasting powder, bro.
Yeah, there's computers and tech and
stuff
there.
Yeah, and you're wasting it. Now we got to go buy another tube of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, he goes through a whole bottle in that little warm-up.
Yeah, man, you're wasting product.
There are babies out there that need that stuff.
What else? I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, he's an annoying dude. How about picking Nikola Jokic last for getting him in their little all-star thing where he's picking?
Yeah.
How about that?
Not even saying his name right.
Didn't even say his name right. How about that? Is that Flying Dutchman? Does that do it for you?
He is the villain of the NBA. He's
yes!
a hero to many, but he's also a villain.
How about switching up teams every time things get tough? I'm out the door.
Be on the Lakers tomorrow?
No, because the times are tough. Well, he'll probably still be on it tomorrow, but I don't. Maybe not.
Anything could happen.
Let's see. Mm-mm-mm. None of that sounds egregious. I think you guys just want him to shut up and dribble.
Nope.
No. I never said that. Are his takes annoying to me? Yeah, absolutely. But I've never told him to shut up and dribble.
Listed, like,
I listed
jumping on to different teams.
90% of the things I listed had nothing to do with his political stuff. The books that he brings to his press conference actually is, you know, it's just annoying. Him saying the thing about cops was rough. I didn't like that statement. I think that's a dangerous statement. But everything else I said is what he does on the floor. So actually, I don't want him to shut up and dribble. I don't really want him to dribble. Like, I don't care. When we say a player is a villain, Angel, do they ever really do anything egregious?
We're not saying he's not a serial murderer.
No, he's a good dad. He seems he doesn't get into trouble. But to be Tom Brady was listed as a villain in the NFL.
It's the guy that you want to beat. It's the this guy's always beating my team.
And
I'm
is he a little annoying about it too?
Yeah. I'm so, sure Michael Jordan was a villain to some people.
Sure.
Now, ask any Celtics fan who their number one villain is. It's probably Kobe Bryant.
Flag Dashman says, so being annoying is villainous. I get it. I mean, what do you think this is? Do Cinderella? Like, you're the villain. Clearly, you're evil. No.
Brady, didn't you see Space Jam 2? He was the hero of that movie.
Yeah, dude, when we say villain in sport, you're taking it way too literal. When we say villain in sports, it's just like what I say hate in sports. You don't actually hate that person. I don't hate Taylor Swift. She's annoying to me. Does that make her a villain? Yes, in sports. Does that make her a bad person in real life? No.
He's a comic book villain.
Yeah.
It's just the goofy guy in a costume. He's the bad guy in the storybook. And, you know, sometimes he wins. He wins a lot. And you don't like him for it.
I find LeBron James annoying. Do I think he's a villain in the league? Well, they don't win anything anymore.
He's the face of the league. He's not like bad person.
I give him mad respect. He's never gotten in trouble doing any of that. A lot of superstars in this league in this day and age don't get in trouble because they take their craft so seriously. And I think he did set the table for that. I think he led by example and said, if you want to be great in this league, you need to do the right things. You need to keep your body in shape. You need to stay away from going out and doing stupid things. Some people followed him. Some people didn't.
Now we're defending him.
Because I think the idea of taking it literally, when I say I can't stand this guy or I'm not a fan of his, it's not that I'm sure, you know, I don't think he's a bad person. It's just in the games that I watch, he flops a lot. He's very dramatic on the floor and I find his style annoying. That's villainous to me in sports. All right, Dixon, what is this? Chiefs fatigue is what this is all about, and the Swift thing didn't help. There are 31 fan bases cheering against KC right now. So, yeah, they kind of are the villain, and Mahomes is the face of that. I think Taylor Swift is the face of that. I think more people are rooting against Taylor Swift's team.
She is like, I don't mean this in a very negative way, but she is like the witch controlling
her Dixon says, you said Swift is annoying to you. What has she done to annoy you? The music that she makes.
It's the music itself. Everybody is entitled to their opinion about music because it's art and it's subjective.
Right.
So if you don't like it, that's fine.
Yes,
it's
I don't
her
like
fan
it.
Fan base that says if you don't like her music, you are a bad person.
You're sexist and you're terrible. What annoys me about, like, I don't listen to her music, but it's all over the place and people talk about it a lot. So that annoys me. It's annoying.
Brady's not over here talking about Soundgarden all the time as much as he wants to.
No, I would love to just do an entire show about Soundgarden and, you know, why they broke up and why they formed Audioslave with Rage Against the Machine and what the flame and all that stuff means. Yeah, I would love to get into that, but, you know, for another time.
But if I say, Brady, I'm not a huge fan of that music.
Yeah.
No. I'm off the show now.
You're done. You're done, Angel. You don't like Soundgarden? You don't like grunge rock, man? You don't like looking outside, seeing the rain come down, and listening to songs that are probably going to put you in a very depressing mood? You don't like that? You must have problems, bro. Dixon says, so it's her fan base, not her. No, it's her music.
I mean, we say the same stuff about Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders a bad guy? No, but his fan base is insane.
But he does some things that are kind of weird.
Yes.
Like, how old is she? She's in her 30s, right? She's singing songs that a 16-year-old would sing, or a 14-year-old. Like, she's singing the same junk.
They all sound the same.
They all do! Okay, Brady and LeBron. Okay, so Brady and LeBron are villains. Who are the heroes? I got why people labeled Brady as a villain, but I never thought that, because I admire greatness. So even if they, like, Brady didn't annoy me. LeBron annoys me. Does Mahomes annoy me? Not really. Who annoys me? Drew Brees used to annoy me.
Really?
During Bountygate, he really annoyed the crap out of me because he was pissed that Roger Goodell was laying the hammer, or was coming down with the hammer, bringing down the hammer. There it is.
When I started following the NFL, Brady was the villain, and the team I had chose to follow at that time was the Broncos, and I thought Peyton Manning's the hero. Peyton Manning's going to beat Tom Brady in the playoffs, and there you go.
Brady was less of a villain to me than Peyton Manning at that point, because Peyton Manning torched the Broncos all the time. And it was his style of play annoyed me so much, because he would run the clock down. He would take forever to call a play, and then he'd pick it, and then boom, he'd pick it perfectly and just torch the Broncos defense. So that really bugged me. But then when the Broncos got him, I'm like, he is the hero we deserve.
Like, Aaron Rodgers could be one of those. He was the hero, and yeah, now he's kind of going into the villain.
Rodgers was a hero. I would say Rodgers is definitely a villain. I personally don't think so, but
a villain in that 2015 season.
Oh, especially after his press conference, the one about women.
Oh yeah,
he became a big time villain. I think it's funny to hear women talk about routes. Would you rather me talk about what exactly, Cam? Yeah, what exactly would you rather me talk about? Yeah, who's the hero? Who are the heroes in the NFL? Is Brock Purdy a hero in the NFL?
Yeah,
he is. Is Christian McCaffrey?
Maybe
he's just like a what do you call it in college? Frat? Is it frat? Frat house?
Yeah.
He reminds me. Frat guy. He's out there with no pants on, and he's with the fullback. I can't say his name. They're out there with like no pants on, and they're just like, he's in his boxers and they're golf swing. I mean, it's just like they remind me of bros, you know.
Chad and Brad over there.
Yeah, man. So, no, Brock Purdy definitely. Is Jalen Hurts like the Deadpool of the NFL? Like, he's a hero, but he's the anti-hero. Jalen Hurts? Mm-hmm. See, I view him as Deadpool. Like, he's a good dude. He's a good guy. But he's not really like going out saving cats from trees and stuff. He's like,
he'll just stare at and not smile.
I'll be there if it really gets bad, you know, because I have the ability
to make it good.
But don't count on me. I'm going to do it in a very weird way. Lamar Jackson, I mean, what do we say? Superman, Batman, the Hulk, Spider-Man, all mixed, wrapped up into one, probably. Is that what we say? Lamar's like the Flash. He's Flash, man.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah? All right, we got to take a break. 23 minutes after the hour. Think of that. You know who the hero in the NBA is? You know who the hero in the NBA is. We'll be right back.
Stay up to speed with the Rams with the Isaiah Stevens Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. I know this guy's not jamming out to, anything from Travis Kelce's girlfriend. I guarantee it. I bet he doesn't even know her name. I bet he's never even heard one song of hers. Cody Tucker joining us from 7220sports.com. Cody, how's my aim?
Bingo. Bingo.
You know, we're having fun with this, and I get it. Like a Chiefs fan, it does kind of suck for them, because it's like, we got all these Super Bowls, we got all this success, we got all these great players, but now you're bringing up this Taylor Swift crap now. And so I do kind of feel bad for some of the real ones out there, I'll be honest.
Well, as a lifelong Broncos fan, I absolutely hate the Chiefs and everything about them. However, Chiefs morons, look on the bright side. It's taking all the spotlight off Jackson Mahomes, who is
true.
The worst human being I've ever seen.
No, 100%. I mean, you have the situation with Jackson Mahomes, and then Patrick Mahomes' dad got into some hot water, too. So nobody's really talking about that. It's all about Swift and the Swifties and the Swifters and, you know, all that. Swifter picker-upper, like all that stuff. That's what we're talking about this week.
God, aren't the Chiefs hateable? Like, everything about them. On the field, off the field, and now they have Super Bowls. I didn't even want to live in a world where the Chiefs had Super Bowls.
Now they have Super Bowls, and they have a pop singer on, you know, on their payroll, probably, too. So you got a little bit of everything. Cody, For the Cowboys, rough one the other night against New Mexico, or against New Mexico, lost 91-73. Or last night. Was that last night? Man, I'm losing days here. New Mexico, though, man, that's a team right there that's ridiculous. However, Wyoming in the second half battled back, and, you know, they at least didn't just lie down.
Well, I tell you what, I'll be perfectly transparent with you. I spent the second half talking with Jay Sovell, the Wyoming football coach, in the stands. That's how out of it the Cowboys were. They did battle back, but the last two games, a blowout against UNLV, a blowout against the Lobos, two really good athletic, tall, lanky teams. The Cowboys had open looks galore. They are 10 of their last 51 from beyond the arc. And, you know, they came into the UNLV game 8th in the country in three-point percentage, and they left out of the top 25 after these two. I mean, they are just not hitting open looks, and they're getting buried, and the scoring droughts are becoming troublesome. And New Mexico took full advantage last night, went on a 13-0 run right before the half, and pretty much put it to bed.
Do you think New Mexico is the team? Obviously, CSU winning was big for them, beating Boise State, and then you see Utah State lose. New Mexico, I feel like this a lot. I feel like that team with House, with so many studs now, with Dent, I feel like they're the team to beat. What do you think?
I agree. Donovan Dent is special. And JT Toppin was just swatting every single thing that came his way in the paint last night. And Jalen House is not just a quality scorer. He's such a nuisance on the defensive end. I think him and Mashburn are just – They have a lot of age, which is something a lot of college basketball teams don't have these days. They have the veterans, and they have the size and the speed, and they just come at you in waves. And Linder put it this way last night: they can turn it on and turn it off whenever they want to. When they're on, they're the best team I've seen all year.
That's how I feel. I mean, I'm always surprised when they do struggle a little bit. I'm like, what team am I watching here? Their loss to Boise State was weird. You know, they lost at home to the Broncos. But when they've got it all firing, they are, I mean, they could go on and make some noise in March Madness, man. They could go deep.
Yeah, you know, I was really stunned to see Max Rice go off on them like that in the pit of all places. With their guard play, they're just suffocating, and they do it on both sides of the ball. And last night, you know, this is the second time the Cowboys have played the Lobos this year, thank God, hopefully the last. but I think, you know, it's a learning experience. Unfortunately, the Cowboys' two senior guards, Sam Griffin and Aquell Cotter, are seniors. But it was a good learning experience, and you kind of wish they were younger so they could – you know, Linder could really get through to him that's the kind of effort you need to have on both sides of the floor.
Cody Tucker joining us from 7220sports.com. Cody, so what was the hangout like with new head football coach Jay Sovell? What'd you guys talk about?
Oh, he's fantastic, man. He's so transparent. Of course, today was signing day, traditional signing day. They got 11 more players, 12, but they haven't announced the 12th one for whatever reason. But he's just so transparent. It's so much different than Craig Bowl. Craig was great, and, you know, he was funny, and you could talk to him. But as far as any kind of inner workings of what's happening, forget it. And Jay, you know, talked a lot about, you know, they're going to open up a couple practices this spring, which is just something we have not ever seen around here. So that'll be really cool. And, you know, they're bringing the show on the road for the spring game. War Memorial Stadium is undergoing construction, so they're going to move it to Cheyenne, which is my hometown where I'm at. So excited for that. But we talked about a lot of things. You know, knew a lot of the guys that were obviously going to sign. They obviously announce on Twitter nowadays. So talked to them a lot about that off the record. And also found out today the Cowboys are losing defensive tackles coach Oscar Giles, which you would think, a defensive tackles coach. I mean, this guy wore a million hats, and his biggest hat might be official recruiter of the state of Texas. He played at Texas, and now he is heading down to Houston to take his job for his third stint at the University of Houston. However, before he left, he reached out to his old friend Mac Brown over in Chapel Hill, and the Cowboys got themselves a really nice running back today, DJ Jones, former North Carolina Tar Heel. So that was a nice little parting gift from Oscar Giles. And the Cowboys are hiring Jeff Phelps, who was the defensive tackles coach last year at North Dakota State and also spent six seasons with Mike Leach in both Pullman and Starkville before his unfortunate passing. So Savelle moves quickly, gets it taken care of, and the momentum right now with this football program is palpable.
Yeah, well, and like you said, with Giles, he did so much, and the recruiting part being that probably the most important thing. But this that defensive line was always such a force for Wyoming. Yep. So, so when you look at the replacement here, when you look at a guy like Jeff Phelps, I mean, how are you feeling about him replacing Giles?
Well, I guess, you know, he doesn't really replace the Texas part. However, you can see that Shannon Moore, the tight ends coach, and Brian Hendricks, the defensive ends coach, they're spending a lot of time down in Texas this offseason. And I was kind of paying attention to that on Twitter, thinking, this is a little odd. What are those guys doing in Texas, man? That's Oscar's territory. But they've already moved to rectify that. But, you know, and obviously Mike Leach wasn't exactly known for his defense. But, you know, you got to like that Phelps was on the staff, and he brought him to Mississippi State, and he coached defensive tackles in the SEC. But also, he spent time with Jay Sauvelle at the University of Minnesota. They had a lot of success there and at Northern Illinois. So he's very familiar with him. And you can really tell Jay Sauvelle's going to the well here. He worked with Jay Johnson at who was at Michigan State last year, and CU under Mel Tucker. They worked together as well at Minnesota, brought him in. And Jason Petrino, a guy who has a lot of ties to this area, who was at NDSU last year as well, he's really filled out this staff nicely, and he's moved quick. And he's really going back to the well, though, and getting guys that he trusts and guys he believes in and guys he knows.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that works out. And I'm glad you got a chance to hang out with Wyoming's new head coach a bit and get to know the guy a little bit more. Obviously, you knew him covering him, but now getting that opportunity to know him as the head coach and learn more about his philosophy. Cody, my man, what are you working on for us so we can check out at 7220sports.com?
Oh, my God. What am I not working on? A lot of new faces in this program, 38 new faces. So a lot of that. And, yeah, and speaking to Jay Sauvelle, he just he better not start big-timing me because he's really good with the little guys. And now that he's the head honch, those phone calls better still get answered, I hope.
I'm sure for you they will, my friend. I'm sure they will. Cody, appreciate it, my man. We'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, thank you so much, Brady. Have a good day.
You too. Let's read some texts here. Who complains more about officiating, LeBron James or Nikola Jokic? Well, that's because LeBron James is never foul, or he never commits a foul. So I would complain too if I've never committed a foul ever since I've been in the league. I would complain the same amount.
I think LeBron never commits a foul, and Jokic never gets fouled.
That's probably true. Dixon says, but you don't listen to Taylor Swift's music. How can you be annoyed? Dixon says, so it's her music, not her. Well, isn't that her?
I'm one with my music.
Again, it's fans that say if you don't like her music, you're...
Well, and you're saying it's more the fans, like not Taylor.
Because I liked her early stuff.
Well, yeah, this summer when I was ranting and raving about the stupid concert that was in Denver and how everybody was losing their freaking minds, you, Brian, and Tanner were like, Brady, chill out, man. She's great.
She's fine. She's very talented, but it's not my cup of tea, so don't tell me, drink this tea. It's the best tea ever.
It's forced upon us because when you watch a game now, and unfortunately or fortunately, whatever, the Chiefs are on national television all the time. So when you watch a game, every time Travis Kelce is mentioned, gets a football thrown his way, makes a play, the camera pans over to Taylor Swift. That's not an exaggeration. Every time Travis Kelce is involved, and he's a Hall of Fame tight end, so he's going to be involved a lot, the camera does go over to Taylor Swift.
Or it's, hey, we're going to a commercial. Quick, get a picture of the crowd. No, just get a shot of Taylor.
Yeah, it's commercial. So that stuff's annoying. Patrick Mahomes' brother, yeah, who's now just a bad dude, he was annoying to me. I don't have TikTok. I don't see dudes that just dance videos. I'm not into that sort of thing, where they just get on and dance. But that's what he did. I didn't like it. It annoyed me because he did it during the games. He would be on the field, especially during the Broncos games, and he's down there dancing. And I'm like, who is this guy that's filming himself dancing? This is weird. That's annoying to me. I don't watch him on a regular basis, but when it crosses over into my world... That's why. Dixon says, again, she has nothing to do with that. The camera panning over to her? Well, if she didn't make songs, she wouldn't be popular, and the camera wouldn't pan over to her, man.
No, I mean, we don't see Brittany Mahomes every second.
No, we don't.
And she's the wife of the best quarterback in the league.
Dude, I watch Lakers games. Like NBA, NBA TV, they always play Lakers games. And they have celebrities in the stands all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. And maybe they do once. The stars, they do like a segment, and they go through the star. They don't pan over to Tobey Maguire every 5 seconds. They don't pan over to Jack Nicholson every time somebody makes a play. They don't do that. Taylor gets treatment that nobody in the history of celebrity coverage gets.
Like, you go to an NBA game, and it's, hey, who's the surprise celebrity? And it's, oh, Russell Wilson and Sean Payton are here. Great. Good to know.
And that's the last time we'll do it. Yep, back to basketball. So you're right. Swift doesn't control the cameras? Okay, I'll give you that.
But you don't think she could say, hey, stop showing me on camera?
Probably could. I'm sure she could demand that. But she's also sitting in the front row of their little suite thing, you know?
And she also, you know, her PR person saying, Taylor, you're getting tons of likes. How many are there good? Oh, there's a lot of bad likes, too, but they're talking about you.
Yeah, be in the front. So, yeah, but you're asking the question, Dixon. Why is she annoying to me? Her career, like, her music is annoying to me. I don't listen to it. But it is I'm watching the nightly news with my mother and father-in-law and my wife one night. We're over there after a game, and it was in June. And it was when Taylor Swift was in Denver. That was an entire segment of the news. Now, Swifties are here in full force, and there's Taylor. She arrived in a helicopter, and she's going to sing these songs and stuff. It's like, now that's just in my world. That's on my TV now. I didn't choose to watch this. I didn't go to the Taylor Swift channel. It's just there.
Oh, and then 2 weeks later, it's out of your mind, not worrying about it. But
right.
Now it's every single
right.
week.
Correct.
We have to hear about Taylor Swift. Is she going to even be at the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Is she? Yeah. Isai Chris just text, am I correct in hearing you say Taylor would not be at the big game? My goodness. What will that do to the ratings? I'm sure there has to be a backup plan. Maybe she'll have a camera watching her wherever she is. Also, does that ruin Tanner's parlay? I'm sure he had money on the post-game marriage proposal.
No, she has a concert in Japan, and you can go look because her fans have done this. They have tracked her entire flight to and from Japan.
Weird.
When the concert gets done, what time, like, what the last song is going to be, what time she's going to walk off the stage, how long it takes her to get to the airport, to get on her private jet, and then fly across the world to get to Las Vegas in time.
Yeah, it's dumb.
But wait, there's no room at the Las Vegas airport, so she's going to have to parachute out of a plane.
Well, there's going to be no room next time there's a Super Bowl there.
Last I checked, Allegiant Stadium has a roof, so good luck landing inside the arena.
And they're really not going to have any room once the Oakland A's put their stadium on the strip there, if the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl in a few years again, and it's in Vegas. Dixon says, so it's all the extra stuff around Swift, not necessarily her. Yeah,
we
I mean,
have nothing
like,
personally
right,
against
when I say,
Taylor Swift as a person.
When I say LeBron James is the villain of the NBA, and when I say Taylor Swift annoys me, it's not because I know them and they've wronged me in any way. I probably annoy a lot of people. I would imagine, I've heard there are people in this area that listen to my show and some get annoyed by it. They get tired of me being right all the time and it frustrates them. It drives them insane. I don't know. That's got to be what it is because it can't be the cockiness thing. But that's fine. You know, but if you meet me in person, you might actually go, actually, this dude's kind of cool. And I like, you might not. So when I say these things about celebrities and whatever, it's not like Taylor didn't do anything bad. You know, she's not like saying a bunch of stuff. I'll give you an example. Tobey Maguire. I'm not a big Tobey Maguire fan because I saw the movie. Oh, come on. Molly's Game, where it's Jeremy Bloom's sister. She becomes like she runs all these poker games and stuff for celebrities, right? Well, one of the guys, Michael Cera, was in that movie, and he is depicting a celebrity that goes to her games, and he treats her like crap. In fact, he costs her her job. He tries to turn her in. Not turn her in. He tries to steal her clients and take them to a different games. And when he was asked why he did all these things, he just said because he can. He just likes to. Well, anyway, Michael Cera's character was supposed to be Tobey Maguire.
Oh.
So, of course,
he wasn't in that film.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so Michael Cera was supposed to be Tobey Maguire. So, based on her account, she could be wrong, but it made me go, ooh, Toby's a jerk. That's a jerk move, man. So that's a personal story where it's like, yeah, I don't really like that dude because of that movie that came out. That was confirmed by many people that those were facts in that movie.
I don't know that he's the nicest person. Yeah. He doesn't like paparazzi.
He gets so mad at paparazzi. Like, he's so mad. Dixon says, I got a lot here. I got a break, Angel. What are we doing? By all accounts, she would probably be one of the nicest people you ever met. Sure, baby. She might be. You know?
I've never met Taylor herself, but I've met a lot of her fans. And her fans are crazy.
Smitty says, you should set up a CSU Rams watch party at a local Greeley sports bar for the Mountain West Conference Tournament and the NCAA Tournament. Yeah, let's do it. I'm in. Let's make it happen. Because the Rams are going. The Rams are going dancing 44 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Aaron texting, and could you imagine Taylor Swift strapping on the fan backpack and paragliding into the stadium? The talking heads wouldn't know what to do with themselves. Oh, man, it would just... the ratings would probably get so crazy the TV would just shut off. If Taylor Swift flew into the stadium, Angel, what do you think would happen? Do you think the world would just... it would just explode into itself? You think that's what would happen? The ratings on that show on the Super Bowl would be something we've never seen. The crowd would go nuts. It'd be wild. Aaron says, listening to Patrick Mahomes speak is pretty ear piercing.
Yeah, that's annoying. Oh, I just love to play football for the Chiefs.
I actually don't hate his voice that much. Who does he sound
talk enough?
Who does he sound? There's a guy that sounds like him that they dubbed over his voice that sounds a lot like him. I don't know. Dixon says, so we probably shouldn't be expecting Tay-Tay Thursday. Tomorrow on the musical lead-ins? Probably not. Even if I wanted to, Angel wouldn't allow it, I don't think. I don't think you'd let it. I don't think I could get it past you. Well, you've played a Taylor Swift song before on the show.
Hey, if you guys let me hide here, I'll give you tickets to next week's show.
Is that Mahomes to getting people to the Super Bowl? I don't think his voice is... I don't know why, but it doesn't really bug me that much. But then again, I don't have to talk to him all the time.
No, you don't have to listen to him. So
mm-mm.
The few times that I do hear him actually talk, it's like... It's not as strange.
It's strange, but it's not as Kermit-y as most people make it out to be. You know, 49 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. It's The Hull Show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Football season is over. But college basketball is heating up. Hear UNC Bears hoops and Westwood One's coverage of college basketball on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn on this seventh day of February? Well, I learned that Coach Nico Medved... pretty modest dude. He's a heck of a motivator, though. He kind of brushed off the whole kickball thing and getting this Rams team kind of back to where they were a month ago. But Nico Medved, that's a damn good basketball coach. In the Mountain West, it's also damn good. And that is a tight race right now. And we'll see what the Rams could do. Angel, what'd you learn today?
I learned that the Broncos' history with anyone named Shanahan or Mike or McCaffrey It's very strange. They seem to be connected to a lot of things within the NFL. And is it all Joe Ellis's fault? Probably not.
No, but I think a lot of people on the surface just go to Elway instead of looking at, well, Joe Ellis vetoed a lot of things that fans wanted that Elway was really trying to do. I mean, so it's not all Ellis either, but some of it definitely is. When it comes to Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan and all that, it's definitely Joe Ellis had a lot to do with that. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Angel, Dixon says, how does Angel know so much about Tay-Tay and her fan base and her schedule if he's not a fan?
I have two sisters that are big-time Taylor fans. I have friends from college that I follow on social media that are also big-time Taylor fans. And I just happen to see their posts on their stories.
So that's what I mean. That's what we're saying. Like, you're not a fan, but
and it's a trending subject. So when I go peruse social media, it's, oh, what's trending? Oh, Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. What's she doing now? Oh, she did nothing, but they're talking about it.
She gets like Michael Jackson treatment, like Elvis Presley treatment, like where they would arrive on somewhere, and everybody's freaking out, wondering where they are, how they're getting there. She's at that level. That's crazy. And I'm sure people that weren't Elvis fans or Michael Jackson fans said the same thing we're saying right now. It's annoying.
Everyone loved Michael, though.
For a moment.
I mean...
For a moment.
Oh, and then he died, and you're like, actually, I kind of like all of his music.
Oh, his music was fantastic. It was, you know, other things. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Thursday, getting closer and closer to Super Sunday, which we'll have right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.